I think it's looking for an easy way, a sort of cop-out way of, you know, trying to change circumstances for Aboriginal people. Again, there's always these pushes for acts of symbolism that really have no kind of impact in the lives, daily lives of Aboriginal people. I mean, sure, it's nice to pop a flag up there, but, you know, what is it really going to do?
The New South Wales Labor Party has backed an online campaign by Kamilaroi woman Sherry Toker to fly the Aboriginal flag atop the Sydney Harbour Bridge permanently instead of 15 days a year. The campaign to make the change from the present system has attracted almost 75,000 signatures. State Opposition Leader Luke Foley says the Aboriginal flag is an Australian flag that should fly alongside the national flag and state flag at the top of Sydney's most recognisable landmark.
For the Aboriginal flag to fly would be a gesture, a unifying gesture up there with Cathy Freeman's lap of honour in 2000, where she proudly flew the national and the Indigenous flag. This is about a unifying gesture, about another step, a small step, but a significant step on that road we have to walk together, the road of reconciliation.
Ms Toker, who met with Mr Foley earlier this week, also wants to discuss the matter with Liberal Premier Gladys Berejiklian, but her four requests for a meeting so far have been rejected. Ms Toker describes the campaign as a simple step forward for the recognition of Australia's Indigenous history.
The idea pretty much came from driving over the bridge frequently and not seeing the Aboriginal flag flying permanently, and also noticing that it flies only 15 times a year and gets taken down after those certain occasions, and that's really disheartening, and it's kind of not fair. If it's good enough to fly for 15 days a year, why are we taking it down? It's important to 75,000 supporters out there. It's symbolic in a sense of it's part of our history, it's part of our culture. We identify under that flag. You know, people from all over the country come to Australia to visit the bridge, and to not see the Aboriginal flag flying but the government saying they do support Aboriginal culture is kind of just like, what's happening?
Mr Foley's announcement has attracted sharp criticism from radio commentator Alan Jones, who says the Labor leader has begun his political end with the pledge to fly the flag permanently. In a heated exchange on Radio 2GB, Mr Jones asked Mr Foley who he is representing.
Alan, it flies at many schools and public buildings.
I don't care where it flies. I don't care where it flies. Luke, I don't care where it flies. You're an alternative premier, and today you have announced that if you became premier, you would give equivalence with the Australian flag and the Aboriginal flag, and that is the most divisive thing I've heard from a political leader of any kind.
The largest representative group of Aboriginal people in the state's west, the Mudi-Paki Regional Enterprise Corporation, says the move would start a constructive conversation about reconciliation. But Indigenous Alice Springs councillor Jacinta Numpinjimpa-Price has criticised the idea. She's told Radio 2GB raising the flag on top of the bridge year-round is unlikely to improve the lives of Indigenous Australians, describing it as a purely symbolic gesture by Mr Foley.
I think it's looking for an easy way, a sort of cop-out way of, you know, trying to change circumstances for Aboriginal people. Again, there's always these pushes for acts of symbolism that really have no kind of impact in the lives, daily lives of Aboriginal people. I mean, sure, it's nice to pop a flag up there, but, you know, what is it really going to do?
The recognisable red, yellow and black Aboriginal flag currently flies on the Sydney Harbour Bridge during NAIDOC Week and Reconciliation Week and on Australia Day. The State Labor Party has also promised to establish a treaty recognising traditional Indigenous ownership of the state while acknowledging the wrongs of the past. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.